Okay, we're up to. I don't know if you can see page 154. 154. It's on the first handout. What I gave out yesterday, the first handout, where it's Tuf Resh Ayin on the beginning, it's the last page. It's the last page, Ois Yud. So if you look on the sheet, the top line, it says Simin Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud. Does everyone have that? Okay, it's a new topic of discussion. Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud. Umi she'ein loy shemen harbe, a person that does not have a lot of oil. Let's say a person is a shortage of oil. So what are you to do? Let's say it's the fourth night of Chanukah. What are you to do if you have a shortage of oil? You don't have enough oil to light four neros for all four nights for the oil you require. Umi she'ein loy shemen harbe she'ein yochaliti b'chol ner kashir. So what you should do is as follows. Yitin ba'achas harbi. At least one candle should have the full dosage of oil to last for half an hour. Shiyya kifi hashir beharvachot should have plenty of oil. Uvi hashor, and the remaining three candles, yitin you should put ma'at ma'at, the small amount of oil. And in other words, the other ones will light whatever they'll light for 5 minutes, just to preserve the token of the halacha that you should have four candles. But at least one candle should have the full dosage of
the
oil.
The fourth candle, the third candle, which one? The first one.
Okay, he doesn't say. Should it be the fourth candle? I don't know the answer. That's going to be later. That'll probably be later. Which is the ikka? Is the ikka one the first one you light, or is the ikka one the last one you light? I don't know the answer. I do not know. Maybe we'll come to that later on.
I would say it's the last one. The last one.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, that's the one that you're lighting first? The one that you light, whatever it is.
The one you light first is the last
one. Okay, possibly. Okay, so the one that you're going to light first, the last one, you should fill up with a full dosage of oil that it could last for a half an hour. And the other three candles should have a small amount of oil. If you're going to divide the oil into four parts, then none of the four candles is going to be lit for the requisite amount of time of a half an hour. It will then result that your bracha was levatala. New case, a new discussion. What happens if you have enough oil for all four candles? You have plenty of oil. But your friend has nothing. Zero. So should you sacrifice your mitzvah of doing it mahadrin and mahadrin so that your friend can at least be mekayim the mitzvah, the token at least a little bit. Ulechaveroi ein klal. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, mutav it's better, sheyitin ma'at lechaveroi. Give your friend a little oil, he can at least light one candle. V'hu lo yalik rak ner echad, and in a chanami, you'll only light one candle. The mutav, it's better, shelo yehu ha-mahader. It's better that you should not be in the category of mahader at the expense that your friend is not mekayim the mitzvah, v'chaver gamkein yikayim the mitzvah, m'shiyyehu mahadir v'chaver lo yikayim the mitzvah klal. Now you'll go as a kasha, but we have a principle that says, ein oimrim loy la'odam chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha. We never tell a person that he should do an avera in order that his friend should benefit. So here we're telling you, you should sin. You should sin by not being mekayim the mitzvah. What? Oh, that's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he says. Zen, this situation, loy shaykh, it's not pshat the principle, chato, kidei sheyizka chavercha, sherei gam hu yetzei yotza, you're also going to fulfill your obligation. One thing you have to be careful about, that today is Yom Dalid. One thing you have to be careful is don't light three candles. If you have four candles, let's say you have candles instead of having oil, and you have four candles, so what are you going to do? You're going to give your friend one candle. What are you going to be left with? Three. Don't do that. Do not light on the fourth night of Chanukah three candles. Light only one candle. Either you light four candles, or you light one candle. There's no such thing as lighting on the fourth night of Chanukah three candles. You have to write the correct number of days. Likewise, If you don't have enough oil for all the neros, shlayim lo yalik ella echot. Because according to the writing, you only have to light one candle on the night of Chanukah. Okay, so two halachos.
If you only have one,
the four
stays,
what
should you put it where the fourth day ought to be, or you can put it totally to the right?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Where should you put in the menorah? In which position? Should you put in the position of position number four or position number one? What?
Doesn't matter,
you say. I don't know the answer. Okay.
The two people light together?
Let's see. Now he discussed that soon. One menorah are two ends. If they light on the two ends of the menorah, they can light together. Let's see what he said. He talks about that very soon. Halacha Yiral. Ner sheyesh lo shtei piyos oyle loy b'shvil shnei b'nei adma. Ner. Let's say you have a candelabra. And it has two wicks. Ner, two wicks. Sheyesh lo shtei piyos b'nei adma. Ner sheyesh lo shtei piyos oyle loy b'shvil shnei b'nei adma. Le'elu ha'oisim ner l'chol echad. According to those who have the custom, only you light one candle per night. Avol oisim ha'safa b'chol ayla. Those who are lighting two candles per night. Lo yadliku. You're lighting a meisiv ha'olich. Each again. Lo yadliku shnayim b'ner echad. Two people should not light one ner. The oz. Lo yiyeh heger. It's not going to be noticeable. So if you have a ner receptacle, and coming out of the receptacle, there are two openings, two different wicks. So if it is your custom to light only one candle per night, then two people can use this one receptacle, and then the two different openings, each one will go for a different person. But if it's customary for everyone to light multiple candles based upon the number of candles that night, then it's not going to be noticeable that it's two different people. It looks like one person is lighting it, so then you should not divide among two people. Lo yeheker kamineris malikin hayom, period. Ona, kishaner godol, the yeshloi piyos harbe, if you have a very large receptacle, and there are many, many openings, the zeh yalik b'kotze zeh, the zeh b'kotze ha'acheres, the oifen shiyeh hefzik rav ben zeh lo zeh, it's noticeable there's a gap between one and the other end. Harei yesh heker shayim shel b'shnei b'nei adam, v'yocholim l'halik b'chagavna, and in such a situation, you can light, two people can use one menorah to light two different ends of the menorah. Halacha yibes. Milei kara shemen. Nuke example. Let's say you have one bowl, a bowl full of oil. And then you put in the bowl of oil some floating wicks. And this one bowl of oil. Milei kara shemen. V'kifa psilos. And you surround with wicks. Im kofa oleha kli. If you are able to put something on top. In other words, to make sure that the wicks do not merge in the center like a torch. Kli sha'or niskatein v'nikar havdel miner l'ner, so the or is miniaturized and is not. You can see the difference between each ner. Kol psila oyle b'shvil ner echad. Each wick will be considered to be one ner, and it's okay. So as you can take one bowl of oil, and you can put in the one bowl of oil eight floating wicks. As long as you have some technique in order to separate the eight wicks from one another, and they don't all come together, then it's noticeable, it's eight separate neros, it's okay. That's a very chiddush, because you have one source of fuel, it's coming to light eight different wicks, as long as they're separate, that is okay. V'yim loy kafo lecha kli, v'ho'eroys misarvim zeh b'zeh, and the lights, they mingle one another, havei kimidura, then it turns into a torch, v'afilu l'ner echad eina oila, even one person does not fulfill his obligation. Even according to this opinion that we make, and we say that you can go and put one source of oil for many wicks, as long as they're separated, you must make sure the wicks are separated before you do the Maisa Hadlaka. Because we paskin Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah. The im Yalik, if first you're going to light the Achar Kach, and afterwards the Yichben, you're going to make the separation. Ain to LS, you have gained nothing. Kavan sin shahoisa hadlaka bipsud, because when you did the maisa hadlaka, it was already no good. Viho ikarhi bishas hadlaka, we paskin hadlaka oisa mitzvah. What counts is when you do the maisa hadlaka, and at that point in time, the neros must be separate. And that's what's important. Therefore, yesh lezoil, you have to be very careful. Lahamin haneros b'shur, you have to make sure the neros are in one row. Below the eagle, not in a circle. The havi kimidura, it should not be like a torch. The gam yamida b'shava, you should make it in a row. V'lo shiyeh echad nichnas v'echad yoytzei. The bezeh ein heker d'nirish shakol echad havi yadav v'fnei atzmo. The neros should be in a row, not one up, one down, one to the side, one to the left. Like you find some of these menorahs, some of the modern menorahs. You go into an art store, and they have different menorahs. and they're all over the place. They're not in one row, so then it's not noticeable which day of Chanukah you're not accomplishing Mahadim and Mahadim when they're not in one row. Okay, these halachs are pretty straightforward. Halach Yudimel. The cost of Rabbeinu Ramah, the Sif Dalit. Umutur lahalik bifmuto shakorin lamp. Let's say you have a leichter. Are you allowed to use your leichter for Ner Chanukah? You have a lamp, like what we call a leichter. Right? So you have, let's say a big leichter that has 10 different neros in the circle or coming out all over the place. Can you use that for Ner Chanukah? No, it's not a Medu. A Medu is only when you have multiple candles. The Medu is only when you have multiple wicks coming together. More than one wick. But when you have separate candles that are spread about over the candelabra, that is different. So because Rabbeinu Harabah B'Siv Dal, you're allowed to use a Schleichter, Shekel Shukol Lampa, Be'achasin, Shekol Ner, Mudol, Harbe, Mechader. Each individual candle is completely separate. I'll add Kan Lashone.
Kilomar. How's that different than a Ner?
That is in there. Each placeholder on a chandelier, each placeholder is completely distinct. Correct?
So what's the exact translation of pumutos?
Pumutos is what he calls shikorin lampa, a lamp. What we'll call a leichter. You have a leichter. The leichter, let's say, has 5 or 10 different holders for candles.
Like today's menorah.
Right. No. A menorah has 8 in a row.
Right.
That's ideal.
Right.
But let's say it's a Shabbos leichter, where they're not in a row, but they're in a circle. They're in a circle.
So that would be good?
So he's coming to explain. Yes, so b'dieved, it's going to be okay. They're in a circle, or one is high, one is low. So he writes here. Okay, so he's going to explain everything. So because Rabbeinu Harabah b'siv dal b'mutul lahalik b'fmutul shakar lemba mi'achash kol ner b'mutul harbi mechaver ad kan l'shonek. B'dieved, if you have a Shabbos leichter, and the Shabbos leichter has 8 different candles, and you light on the 8th night of Chanukah, you light all 8 candles, it's kosher b'dieved. L'chatchila, it's not ideal, because l'chatchila, you want it to be straight, so it's very noticeable that tonight is the 8th night of Chanukah, but when you don't have anything other than this, b'dieved is okay. Kolaymar, afalpi. Even though we have said above, she'ein lahalik the eagle, that lechatchila you're not supposed to light candles in a circle. The candles are supposed to be lit in one orderly row. Kemasha Omar, mikol mokaim belampa ogul, a lamp, or we call it a leichter that is round. Mutter, why? Bibnei sherechoykim zemizeh. They're separate one from the other. Vinikarin heitev, and it's noticeable. A person will look at the leichter, they will see, they'll count the candles in the leichter, there are 8 candles, even though it's not in a straight line. They'll know, oh, this is Chanukah, there are 8 candles. Umikol mokaim kasu dehamadaktikim, those that are precise, ein madlikin dipumutos agulim, they do not. They stay away from lighting candles in a leichter. She'ein zehidur l'ner Chanukah. It's not the ideal thing to do, obviously. Next, kolaymar dineros Chanukah einay muhudur kishuhu be'igle. It's not the ideal thing when the dineros Chanukah are in a circle. Avol bipmuto shelanu she'ein be'orech shapir havehidur. But our lamps, he's talking about some lamp in time of the Erech HaShulchan, which was in a row. They had some type of leichters where all of the candles were in an orderly row. Adarabah, there's nothing wrong with that. But you should be careful that each candle should be distinct. There should be a gap of at least one etzba between the candles. Some require 2 fingers. The ain klal bezed, the zed toli beoifin asiyasan vaikar sheyeh nikol kol ner bifnei atzma. The main thing over here is that each one should be noticeable. Hey, these are dvarim pshutim ad ma'ot. We all know today we have a menorah, and the menorah, the minig is that all the candles should be in a row. Some of them have the shamus in the middle, some have the shamus at the end, but it's noticeable that this is
8 days.
And the menorahs that you can buy in some of the Judaica stores that are not necessarily following, they have some questionable items where they have some, the neros are up, some are down, some are on all different shapes, that is not a lichatchila. B'diavad seems to be saying that basically any single menorah that you will buy in any Judaica store that has 8 candles in good any configuration, it's b'diavad kosher.
But then he's saying if it's very high, then
that's later. Later, that's all halala. But talking over here, a regular menorah lichatchila should be straight. If it's in a funny configuration, b'di'evit, it's kosher, but you're not being mekayim what it says, the hamedaktikim. The medaktikim, like all the kindles, should be straight. Let's go further. Yudal. What?
You don't even need.
You just put down tea lights. It's also enough. You just put tea lights down, that's also good. Halacha yudal. If you choose to use wax candles, Lo yidbak shnei neiros ke'echon, you should not glue, you should not melt 2 wax candles to each other, because that's going to turn into a medura. Kol shekein yoiser, don't attach more than 2. Dezehu ke'avuka, when the candles are glued together, then the wicks have a tendency to join together, and when the wicks join together and produce 1 unified light, that is not called a ner, that's called a torch. Only when it comes to Havdalah, is there a requirement to join together 2 wicks? It no longer looks like Neros, looks like a torch, period. Furthermore, you should distance each Ner from the next, the distance of an Etzpa. Because if it's going to be less than an Etzpa, then even if they're not glued to each other, if it's less than an etzba, the neros are going, it's a natural tendency in fire, for fire to join one another. So you have to have, there has to be a gap. Every single ner must appear separate. In the brackets he writes, for cost of Maharal Shal, that Malik bin Mudos Agulos Yitle Oysan B'Tevach Simul Pesach Yaskel Miner Amitsoi. He writes that if you can attack using a leichter. If you are going to use a leichter for your menorah, if you put it on your dining room table, it's a problem, because then there's no heker that it's near Chanukah. So if you're going to use a leichter that's circular, you should put it near the Pesach HaSamuch, the Tevach HaSamuch LePesach, and that way it's noticeable that it's L'Shem Chanukah, and you should begin with the right, and call Pina Shat the Pun Lihil Yamin, and you go around and you go to your right. Going to your right means you're going counterclockwise. If you happen to be lighting a circular menorah, you go counterclockwise. That's the proper way to light. Halacha Tezvav.
In our menorahs that are in a straight order, you go to your left. You go to the right.
Okay. Tezvav. Okay, now he's now going back to what we discussed yesterday at great length, the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Let's see what he says. V'da, shu'isi le'echa min ha'gedolim shehirish al Rabbeinu Harma. I saw one of the gedolim which comes to complain against the words of the Rama, the al haminik and the minuk v'kosaf the havi brachos levatolos, that it's a bracha levatol. Now we learned yesterday that the Rama paskins like the Rambam, and the Rambam says the minuk ha'olam is every single member of the bayis should light every single night an additional candle. Every single member of the bayis, in other words, mahadrim and amahadrim does not just mean you should light more candles. Mahadrim and amahadrim includes within the principle of mahadrim. Every single member of the family should light a candle. In addition to lighting a candle, every member should light additional candles. Now we learned from the Rama, we learned that's the Rama. The Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that mahadrin, mina mahadrin, means only the Rosh Habayis lights. Only the head of the household lights the menorah, and he is moisif v'hoylech. So if you mekayim mahadrin, mina mahadrin, according to Tosfos, you're not being mekayim mahadrin. Mahadrin means every single member of the family lights one candle. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin, means only the Rosh Habayis lights additional candles based upon the number of days of Chanukah. The fourth night, the light 4 candles. That was the Shita of Tosfos. Now, the Rama says no. The Rama says, we pass in like the Rambam, that every single member of the household lights on the fourth night of Chanukah 4 candles. So you have in the house, if you have 3 people, so you can have a total of 12 candles being lit in one bayis. Who makes the bracha? They didn't do that. But who makes the bracha?
Everybody.
Everyone makes the bracha. The Rambam goes on to say every single person makes the bracha. So he says, but the Rambam says, what is our minute? What do we do b'zman hazeh in America? What do we do b'zman hazeh? Every single, I thought there are four. Everyone lights and everyone makes the bracha. So he writes, but if you look in the words of the Rambam, even the Rambam that says that everyone should light and make everyone should light, the Rambam never said everyone should make a bracha. Only one person makes the bracha. Only the Rosh Habayis makes the bracha. And in fact, and Yerim Chemi pointed this out yesterday, according to the Rambam, no one in the family lights. The Rosh Habayis lights all the candles. In other words, if you have three members of the family, father and two sons, so each one has their own menorah. You know who lights all three menorahs? The father. The father makes the bracha, lahalik ner shel Chanukah. And he lights, and the father lights all 12 candles, and I guess they have shamashim, who light all three shamashim as well, and the father is the only one who makes the bracha, and is the only one who lights. So therefore, the question over here is, that's exactly what the Rambam says. So therefore, the Rambam, who wants to pass like the Rambam went further than the Rambam. Not only are you going to have three lightings, it's going to be done by three different people, and each member will make their own bracha. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says only the Rosh Habayis lights all of the candles according to the number of people in his home. So one more time, the words Tazav. In reference to the Rama writes, the Yesham, some say the Kol Echa b'Bnei Habayis, every member of the Bayis Yalik should light. V'chein haminig ad kan l'shonai. V'zeo pi shitas harambam. This is based upon what we learned yesterday in the Rambam at Kamasha Amru. V'tohusu, the Harambam, so there are those who say that the Rama made a mistake. The Harambam loy koma, the Rambam never said shekol echad mibnei habayis yadlik, that every single member of the household shall light their own menorah. Ella, the only one that shall light all of the menorahs is Ella habal habayis yadlik if he misbar bnei adam sheyesh bebeisai. The gav hagemara shomer v'hamahadrin ner l'chol echad v'echad loy amar ner kol echad v'echad. Didn't say the words ner kol echad v'echad. The Gemara said ner l'chol echad v'echad. For each one, not ner kol echad v'yachad, ela ner lichol echad v'yachad, kol ha-mashab al-abayis yadlik, ner lichol echad mibnei beso, v'zehu shibir ha-rambam, de'im yesh lo asara, we have 10 people, bnei adam, yadlik b'layla rishon asara neros, v'shmiya, the Rosh Habayis should light eshrim, v'chein at soifa until the end of Chanukah, v'zehu ha-kol al-habal habayis, avol, Shayedlig, Shayid Loiku, Shnei Anoshim, Bibayis Echot. For one person to light two in one house, have a Brocha Livatollah. So Brocha Livatollah, the Osir La'asois came. This Lefize, Osi Shafir, Masha Tarachnu, B'siv Zayin, B'divriat Taisvis. And this fits well, the Rosh Hashanah is referring back what he wrote in the previous page in Siv Zayin. That's why he wrote that if you're going to light, it's not going to be a hecker, because the Baal HaBayis is lighting 20 candles. You have no way of knowing if it's going to be what night of Chanukah it is. Because if the way it was done is that every single person would light their own menorah, then you're never going to have confusion. And the only time you're going to have confusion if you're going to suggest that the Baal HaBayis, he lights all the candles based upon the number of members of his household. And then there's going to be confusion. Since we did mention before that there is going to be confusion, the only time there's going to be confusion is if the only one that's lighting for everyone is the Baal HaBayis. So he's going to light in one shot 20 candles, 30 candles, 40 candles. There's no way of knowing what night of Chanukah it is.
But I don't think that's what he's saying. I think that's okay. The Baal HaBayis is lighting it. He can light all the candles in one shot. He's not saying that this is a bad thing. He's at Aussie Shop in Masha Sarah. Works out well. Can allow the commission to have bias. Oh, how they have to break the left. You also have them open from the asshole. But, no more. The Rapshaw, I'll have a bias. I think Aussie Shop is doing the method. Okay, fine.
All right, so this is what the challenge that has now been proposed to the Shita of the Rambam. So what are we to do? It's a very good kasha. Why the chayy from the Gemara it's mashma, from the Rambam it's mashma, that the only one that does the lining, the only one that makes the bracha is the Rosh Habayis. So he comes now, the Aruch HaShulchan, on his own svara, to defend the popular custom of the Ramah that everyone lights their own menorah and everyone makes their own bracha, even though he acknowledges that from the Gemara and from the Rambam, it's mashma, the only one that makes the bracha, the only one that lights is the Baal HaBayis. Omnam, the Emes. Divrei Rabbeinu HaRamah Tzodkin, they are correct. Dimash Medaik, this that we were Medaik, Mido Amru Ner L'chol Echad, the Baal HaBayis Koi, going on the Baal HaBayis, Vadai Dikenu, that's, you're right, technically you are correct. Ava, just because technically you are correct that it is sufficient for the Baal HaBayis to be the only one who lights in the house for everyone and make one bracha, it does not take away from the possibility and the permissibility for each individual member of the household to light on their own. Does it make it worse? And I'll prove this to you from the sugya of Hilchos Erevin. So now we go on to the next handout. Okay, so this handout we're done with. The next handout, Mesechta Erevin, Le'inyin Eruvei Chatzeros, V'shitufei Mavos. Balacha there is, every single member of the Chatzer, every single member of the Mavi must contribute towards the Eruv Chatzeros or the Shitufei Mavos. The Tanan. Kama hu shir, what is the shir? Ki gregrois, like a dried fig, l'chol echad v'yachad. Every single person in the chatzar has to contribute a dried fig until you get to 18 figs. Once you get to 18, that covers even a million people. But everyone, every single, if you have 18 people in the courtyard, everyone must give a gregrois, a dried fig. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that every single person must individually give? Or does that mean that one person can give on behalf of everyone? One person in the courtyard can pick up 18 dried figs and give everyone. So you do it either way. Either way. One person can be mezakeh, a whole basket of dried figs on behalf of the entire courtyard. But if every single person in the courtyard wants to go and on his own and contribute a dried fig and put it in the basket, and the basket will be put in one particular bias, it's also adarab, it's even better. It's even better. The way we do it today, we're lazy. The way we do it today is you have a box of matzah. One box of matzah covers the whole building.
Yeah.
So one person buys the matzah, and someone else picks it up on behalf of the entire chatzar. But that's only a b'di'evet. Ideally, it would be better for every single person to bring over a matzah, or bring over a kazayis, and put it in the basket. And this way, it's a statement that I am now a guest in your home.
Where does this indicate? What do you say for the Mishnah?
He explains. That's the halacha. The halacha there is that it works both ways.
Okay.
There in Adra, but there the ideal thing to do is everyone on their own should give it on its own. And it's only the custom is that one person does it on behalf of everyone else. Yes, that's before. Let's the top line. The time, last one. The top line. Kama hu shiur kigregos alchol lechav yachad perushay sheim yiske lekulam. If one person would be mezaka on behalf of the entire group, kigregos lechol echad, for every single person, there are 18 people. I'm going to put aside 18 dried figs. The ech viata now im kol echad yitin kigregos. Are you going to say now that if every single person in the courtyard individually comes and puts a dried fig in the basket, it's not going to be good? That's ridiculous. Adarab, that's even better. V'haloi ikar eruv kein hu, that's the best way it should be. Shekol echad b'noisein chelko, every single person should contribute their portion. V'chein b'reish periches b'eruvei tichum, the same thing applies when it comes to eruvei tichumen. D'tnan, kamo hu shiroi, k'shtei sudos tol echad